Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Victory Over Death. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Psalm 91, anybody like the 91st Psalm? Psalm 91, I want you to notice this. This is in the God's Word translation. Psalm 91, 14. He said, because you love me, I will rescue you. How many believe you could count on the Lord when he said, I will rescue you? I will protect you because you know my name. Keep going. When you call to me, he's not going to leave us and forsake us. I will answer you. I will be with you when you're in trouble. I will save you and honor you. Keep going. I will satisfy you with a long life, and I will show you how I will save you. If you just give him some time. Give him enough. Do you believe he would do this? I'll be with you. I'll rescue you. I'll help you. I'll protect you. Let me show you how I can save you. Just give me an opportunity. Give me some time. Let me show you. Oh, somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Why shouldn't you just check out, take your own life? Because it's never what it seems like and feels like. The devil's lying to you. He's deceiving you. It's not the end. It's not hopeless. Here's something else you need to be aware of. Look with me in Timothy, I believe it is. Well, actually, it's Acts first. Acts, the 20th chapter. Then we'll go to 2 Timothy. Acts 20. Paul said this by the Spirit. Acts 20, 22. He said, now behold, I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save the Holy Spirit witnesses in every city that bonds and afflictions abide me. Did Paul have some challenges in his life? Did he have what you might call some low points where he was really tried and tested? Yes, Paul had his moments. I'm going to quote him. His moments where he despaired of life, but he made it through. And we're going to see how he did. He said on this occasion, I know bonds and afflictions are waiting on me there. The Spirit of God had showed him. Verse 24. See, if you're convinced, well, man, you know, my free life is behind me. My best days are behind me. All I got to look forward to is beatings and jail and this, and to depart and be with Christ is far better than being here. Hey, what do you say? None of these things move me. You're to put that phrase in your arsenal. When you feel your lowest and you're most stressed, what do you say? Come on, try it out loud. Say it out loud. None of these things move me. The devil's trying to move you to despondency, to despair, to hopelessness and helplessness, and make you think you are an utter victim. But he's wrong. You're a victor. You're an overcomer. You're a more than a conqueror. You have victory over death itself. I'm glad I came out to preach this to myself. None of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear to myself. I'm not desperately clinging on to these few days in this life. This is not all there is. So that I might what? Finish my course with joy. Not a last gasp of desperation. Finish it with joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And the ministry which I've received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. You have, my friend, and I have, we all have, a God-ordained course. Amen. That we are supposed to be on and we are supposed to complete. We are not supposed to stop halfway down the course. We're supposed to find and we're supposed to finish our course. Said out loud, I have a course. Now, sadly, a lot of Christians have just wandered all over the place. They've done everything under the sun except try to find out what they're supposed to be doing. But if you're alive, it's not too late to find your course. Amen. There's something you're supposed to be doing, something you're supposed to be involved in, people you're supposed to be hooked with. And you're not supposed to quit until you finish that course. You believe that?
Yes.
Now, you'll be tempted. But doesn't the Bible talk about running your race with patience, persevering? And listen, it's important because there's a lot of work to be done. And everybody needs to be doing their job, because if you leave early and you don't do your work, guess what? We got to do it. And don't be surprised if you do that and later on we all show up at your house and go, hey, what was the idea? Leaving early, not getting your work done. Us having to do yours and ours too. I'm sure we'll forgive you and get past it, but you may hear from us about it. Now, some people say, well, yeah, but you know, aren't people that commit suicide, aren't they lost? I don't know why you'd think so automatically. If you were saved before you committed suicide, why wouldn't you be saved after? If you were lost when you committed suicide, you'd still be lost after. People have all these ideas about, well, technically, yeah, but if you did this and you're already dead, and could you get forgiveness? That's just men's reasoning and thinking. If you were saved before you did, you're saved after. And you know, why would killing yourself be that much different from killing somebody else? That's not an unpardonable sin, not an unforgivable sin. It's a sin. It's wrong. But no need to assume that because people committed suicide that they're automatically going to hell, that they're lost. I see no reason to assume such a thing. If you were saved before, you're saved after. Like this woman described, you know, she wasn't saying that she was lost. She said she regretted it immediately. It hit her, and she was sorry that she was so glad she got an opportunity most people don't get to come back and get it right. Go to 2 Timothy 4, and I'll read this to you while you're getting that. Or you can turn to that too. I may be rushing a little bit. You got time for this or not?
Yes, sir.
Got time to take an extra minute and do it right? Well, then go to 2 Corinthians 1 then. And relax, right? Because you're going to be around a while. You're not leaving early, right? So you got time. We're not checking out early. We're all staying to the last dance.
Yes,
right? We're going to turn off the light and shut the door, right? 2 Corinthians 1:8. He said, we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. Paul's having some moments, isn't he, here? He said, we despaired of life. What does that mean? You didn't want to keep living, didn't want to keep going. This is Paul. I don't care who you are, how much you think you know, how much of God you think you know about, you can be pressed beyond your limit. You can be pressed to the point where it doesn't just seem you can't handle it, you actually can't. I know a lot of people think, well, I'm strong, I can handle anything. Anybody can be maxed out and pushed to the point where you'll be tempted to despair of life. Anybody. And if you think not, then you've never been that far.
Amen.
But we need to learn what he learned, because he didn't quit. I said he didn't quit.
Amen.
Verse 9, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raises the dead. This is victory over death, isn't it? The devil will come and say, you can't handle this. This is too much for you. You're not able to overcome. You're not able to deal with this. And a lot of times you need to look up and go, you know, you're right. I can't. I'm not enough. But I'm not alone.
Amen.
I got somebody with me. Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. And Paul, there was time, remember when he pressed the Lord about helping him about that thing that was oppressing him and vexing him? And what did the Lord tell him? My grace is sufficient for you. And when he got the revelation, he said, when I'm weak, that's when I'm strong. When I get to the place where I got no more, that's when I tap into the Almighty. That's when something comes up inside me that's beyond me. You'll notice people that get ready to commit suicide, they keep talking about, I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't handle this, I can't do this, I can't go on. No believer should talk like this when the Scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Don't say I can't. Amen. Maybe in yourself you can't, but through Him, Christ Jesus, who strengthens you, you can. Amen. You can. Keep reading. On this text right here, he went on to say, we had the sentence of death in ourselves that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raises the dead. Keep going, verse 10. Who delivered us. This sounds like Donnie's first psalm, doesn't it? Yes. Did he deliver Paul? Was he with him? Did he protect him? Did he rescue him? Did he help him? Did he honor him? He delivered us from so great a death, and he does deliver. In whom we trust, he will yet deliver. Don't you like this? He delivered us. He delivers us. Anything happens in the future, He will deliver us. We're going to make it. We're not going to quit. We're not going to give up. We're not going to say it's hopeless. We're helpless victims. No, we're not. When I'm weak, that's when I'll be strong. God will come up in me. His Spirit will quicken me. He'll help me. Now, if you despair, if you pull the trigger, if you swallow the bottle of pills, take it out of God's hands, don't give Him any opportunity or time, you have no idea what you missed, what you might have been able to help your family with. Friend, your victory is other people's victory. When you overcome, it affects lives around about you. Do you know it? And if you give up and quit, it will affect lives around you. You know, you would not want to give up and quit and inspire three other people to commit suicide over the next 10 years. Looking at you and thinking, well, if they couldn't make it, I can't either, so I might as well check out either. You don't want to be that kind of inspiration. You want to be the inspiration of the man and woman who, no matter what it was, you wouldn't quit. You held on to God, and He turned the situation around and showed you how He could save. And then year after year, when people ask you about it, you can stand up and say, yeah, it never gets too bad for God to help you out. He will keep you out of any. I know I felt like it, but He brought me out. And oh, I'm so glad I didn't quit, because I've enjoyed this and I've been a part of this. And this last 10 years we've had this. And now I'm not just going in empty handed. I got some fruit. I got some rewards into the next life.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Victory Over Death, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.